Thank you, Sophie. Now for our last slot of news in part one. We'll be able to hear bells ringing out at St. Peter Mancroft Church once again as the bell room there is restored, and more restoration of older times as a pleasure wherry is set to return to Norwich. A project all about brushmaking continues the historical theme, and an important collection of art goes up for sale. First, however, we hear of a proposed exhibition all about pioneering women. One founded the Soil Association and broadened the nation's understanding of the environment. The other was Norwich's first female MP. Now an exhibition celebrating the lives of Lady Eve Balfour, Dorothy Dewson, and 100 years since women got the vote is coming to Norwich. Hosted by the Greenhouse Trust in Bethel Street, the exhibition called Why Women Will Save the Planet will focus on the lives of the two women, their legacy, and how modern society can empower women to change a greater effort in climate change. A Suffolk farmer and organic farming pioneer, Lady Balfour was one of the first women to graduate in agriculture from Reading University. In 1943, she published Living Soil, which became the founding text of the organic food and farming movement. In 1946, she co-founded and became president of the Soil Association, an international association which promotes sustainable agriculture. In 1923, Dorothy Dewson became one of the first three women to be elected as Labour MPs. A pacifist and Quaker during her life, Miss Dewson worked to raise awareness of birth control, reduce poverty, and was incremental in the creation of many of Norwich's parks. The exhibition will feature information about each woman's life and the women's movement, alongside examples of the Land Army and Dig for Victory posters of the Second World War.
The bells of Norwich's St. Peter Mancroft Church have been ringing out across the city once again after months of silence. Hundreds of people visited the church last Saturday following the restoration of its ancient ringing room, which was removed around 120 years ago. During the day, people also had the chance to try their hand at bell ringing at the church's new Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre. The centre features eight practice bells, which are connected to a computer and cannot be heard outside the church building. The centre and the ringing room restoration are part of the Mancroft Appeal 300 project, which was launched in 2015 to leave a legacy for a future generation of bell ringers. August the 26th marks the 300th anniversary of the first ever full peal of grandsire triples, which was rung at the church in August 1718.
It's a stunning sight that has not been seen on the river in Norwich since the 1950s. The largest pleasure wherry ever built, the Ardea, will be sailing from Howe Hill, Ludham to Norwich via Great Yarmouth as part of a special Broads holiday trip. The Wroxham-based Wherry Yacht Charter Charitable Trust has joined forces with the Howe Hill Trust for this special event. Peter Bauer, skipper of Ardea's sister pleasure wherry Hathor, expressed fears earlier this month that the trip might not go ahead, as the Broads Authority had changed its policy by preventing moorings from being guaranteed. Wherry operators can no longer reserve a specific spot for their 70-foot-long boats, which take up as much space as three motorboats. But the authority said that, in terms of mooring at Norwich and Great Yarmouth yacht stations, it would make sure appropriate spaces were found.
At 8 a.m. prompt, the sound of the factory hooter echoed across the rooftops. For the people of Diss, it signalled the beginning of another working day producing brushes of all shapes and sizes to be shipped off around the world. From its heyday in Victorian times through to the mid-20th century, the brush industry dominated the town and nearby Wyndham. Not only did the large factories in the two towns provide steady employment for hundreds of local people who trooped to the production line each day, the industry was a key part of the community's social and economic identity. Its story is currently being told as part of the heritage project, A Brush with the Past, which continues until September the 15th, with a range of exhibitions, events and activities in the two towns. School pupils from Wyndham, Royden and Diss have played a key role, working with community interest group Eastern Region Media, ERM, historians and artists to learn more about the history of brushmaking. The idea was developed last year by ERM directors Tim Edwards and Fiona Muller.
The carefully cultivated collection of one of the founding fathers of Norfolk art history will come up for auction next month. Thomas Dermot Eaton established the Norwich Photographic Society in 1854, which saw artists from Bisson Frere to Turner exhibiting their work through the group. Now Mr. Easton's personal collection will go on sale in Cambridge, with landscapes of Norfolk sites included in the sale. One such painting is David Hodgson's The Haymarket Norwich, with a view of St. Peter Bancroft Church. Another work, either painted or inspired by a Norwich School of Painters artist, is a coastal scene, thought to be Cromer, in the style of Alfred Priest. The other Norfolk work includes Great Yarmouth from the Sea by William Howes. One of the most valuable pieces in the collection, which is kept at Norwich's Eaton Hall, is George Vincent's wooded river landscape. Well, we've now reached the end of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week, and we hope you enjoy part two.